Night Swing Club is now in session. And so we herald the opening of the first anniversary session of the Saturday Night Swing Club, marking a full year of a series of programs devoted by the Columbia Network to that thing called swing. In celebration, we have an hour and a half international roundup of the world's greatest swing artists. And here's your old swing commentator, Paul Douglas. And what I'm talking about from way back, ever since the program got started, old Paul Douglas all set to open our gala session. Swing it, Mr. Douglas.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Mel Allen. Greetings, brothers and sisters of the Saturday Night Swing Club throughout the nation and to our shortwave listeners all over the world. It's Saturday swing time, it's anniversary time, and here's the big session we've been telling you about. It was just a year ago tonight when everybody was predicting the death of swing. It was a passing fad, you know. I stepped up to a microphone to announce the opening meeting of the Saturday Night Swing Club. We knew at that time that there were swing fans all over the country, fans that wanted to hear a real session. But to be honest, we had no idea that there was such a huge audience. It's been you swing fans and your overwhelming reception that's responsible for the swing session being 1 year old tonight. It proves conclusively that there's an enthusiastic worldwide audience of all ages interested in authentic swing performed by top-notch artists. But we're going to stop talking to you about swing. We're going to give it to you. As Brother Fats Cupid Waller would say, gentlemen, a superb session. And here's the all-star lineup of the Hot Music World guests on our list tonight. Just listen to this. Duke Ellington with Barnaby Guard, Cootie Williams, Harry Cooper, and Juan Tizol. Casper Reardon, Adrian Rollini with Frankie Victor and Hague Stevens. Bunny Berrigan, Kay Thompson and the Rhythm Singers. Glenn Gray and his Casaloma Band from California. I'm not halfway through. Pee Wee Hunt, Les Lieber, Stephen Grappelli and his quintet coming from Paris by shortwave. Benny Goodman's quartet with Teddy Wilson, Gene Krupa, and Lionel Hampton from Pittsburgh. Claude Thornhill, Carl Kress, Dick McDonough, our own Raymond Scott Quintet, and the Swing Club Band conducted by Lee Stevens. Ah, yeah, man. How's that sound? Oh, yeah. All right. Save it. For a warm-up, Leith and the Swing Club Band get right into the groove with Van Cleve's really riding arrangement of Panamania. Thank you. Our session opens in a big way by presenting as our first guest a great personality in the modern music world. Composer, arranger, pianist, Duke Ellington. I want you to know. Duke, I got a few things I want to say right from the heart and the shoulder. You're a favorite and a charter member of the Saturday Night Swing Club, and we're mighty proud and pleased to be able to have you dash over from the Cotton Club and bring trumpeter Cootie Williams, clarinetist Barney Bigard, saxophonist Harry Carney, and Juan Tizol with that. What's that he plays?
I never. A valve trombone.
Well, now, when you put them all together, what are you going to play?
We're going to play Frolic Sam.
Frolic Sam?
Frolic Sam.
Sounds good to me, and I'm sure it suits everybody here. Duke, we're off.
Okay.
Thank you, Duke Ellington. Thank you, gang, for coming over. And we want to thank the Cotton Club management for holding up their show for us. Now, we don't have to tell you much about our next guest, Casper Reardon. He's been featured on several of our sessions, and it's always a particular pleasure to have him on. An accomplished symphony harpist, he's living proof of our contention that swing music doesn't have to be blatant. It can be delicate and charming. And Casper's going to bring us his swing harp version of Fats Waller's grand tune, Ain't Misbehavin'. Casper, you're on. Thank you. Thank you, Casper Reardon. It was really swell. Now, the next tune that Lee Stevens and the lads are going to give out on is one that really made the Good Book of Rhythm this past swing year. Composed originally in the traditional hallowed fugue form, it strayed a trifle from the beaten track. And the next thing we knew, there it was being featured on our swing session. Of course, I refer to Raymond Scott's immortal classic, Swing, Swing, Mother-in-Law. Ah. Begun to warm up yet. Now, way back in the days of that great band, the California Ramblers, and ever since then, Adrian Rollini has been associated with a definite swing style. You know him as a talented soloist who plays a dozen different instruments. As a matter of fact, he appeared on our swing session playing a hot fountain pen one night. And it's a fact, really. And Adrian was one of the very first to use the vibraharp as a solo swing instrument. And tonight, backed up by Frankie Victor and Haig Stevens, he's going to give us an original vibraharp solo and its rebound. First, I want you to meet him, Adrian Rollini. Give him a hand. All right, Adrian, take it out of the little black bag. You're on, kid. Thank you. Thank you, Adrian. That was really swell, and we're going to have a terrific jam session at the end, so I hope you hang around. You know, when the boys in the band get a kick out of a rhythm singer, she must be great. For in the jazz circles, musicians are peculiarly critical and recognize very few as authentic swing singers. Our first lady of rhythm, Kay Thompson, one of the great singing stars of radio, is a lady who really sends a band. Kay, come on out and take a bow, will you, kid? And to further emphasize everything I've just said, Kay is going to give us a swell oldie, It Had to Be You. Kay?
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be blue, could make me be true, could make me be glad, even be sad, thinking of you. Some of us might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be bought, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, had to be you, wonderful you. Why do I do just as you say? Why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why don't I try to forget? It must have been that something love is all fate kept on saying I had to wait. I saw them all, just couldn't fall till we met. It had to be you, had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be blue, could make me be glad, could make me be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross, try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, had to be you. It had to be you.
Thank you, Kay, darling. That was grand. Now, serious. Way back in 1936, one full year ago, when the swing session first got underway, one of our mainstays was Bunny Berrigan and his terrific trumpet. As all you swing fans know, Bunny has had a lot of success with his own band, and right now, they're at the Hotel Pennsylvania ready to salute us. And Bunny, my boy, we couldn't hold an anniversary unless we heard from you. I don't know what you're going to play, but I do know that it's all right with us. So, Bunny, swing it, son.
Thank you. now, swing it, Paul Douglas.
All right, Bunny, my boy. You really were right in there.
Here's some wires.
All right, Mel Allen, go ahead and read one.
Here's one. Says, you deserve recognition for remarkable series of swing programs, signed Cab Calloway.
Got some more?
Yeah, here's one from... Here's another one from the Carl Kahn's Downbeat Publishing Company, Chicago. The wire reads, Downbeat extends its heartiest congratulations to all those hardy souls who pioneered the first genuine swing air program. Stop. A hearty welcome to those grand musicians from across the sea, the French Hot Quintet, and may each anniversary be attended with the good taste and popularity that this one enjoys. Stop. Regards to Columbia's thousands of rhythm cats.
That's pretty good. I like it, yeah.
Oh, and here's another one, Paul.
What's this?
Here's one we're going to like.
As long as it don't say stop, it's all right. Good.
I would like to express my admiration for the extremely interesting things that have been accomplished during the past year by the various swing bands that have contributed so richly to broadcasting. Stop. I send you all my heartiest greetings, and may swing music have a long, successful, and happy life. Cordially yours, Andre Castellanos.
Oh, that's fine.
Here's one. The wire reads, swing is the thing, and your program has it plenty. Will Hudson and Eddie DeLange.
Are you making these up as you go along?
Well,
these
of course. Now, we got lots of them.
Let
I
me
got
see the
many
next.
Of them here.
Oh, here's one. Can I read this?
Sure.
Now?
All right, Paul, I'll let you go.
Congratulations. Right, congratulations to the Saturday Night Swing Club on the completion of its first year. Stop. Aren't you a little reckless, however, to be playing out in the open like that? Deems Taylor. That's cute. I like that. That's fine. Well, we got time for another one. What's this one? Congratulations on Swing Club anniversary. Long may the program swing. Signed, Irving Mills. Oh, that's great. Mel, I think we've got to move on. Will you open some more and come back in a few minutes?
Right,
thanks a lot. Now, you know, it was the Saturday before Christmas and all through the house. Yes, it was. The Saturday night before Christmas. A small combination out of the Swing Club band calling themselves the Toy Town Quintet gave us Raymond Scott's Christmas Fantasy, the toy trumpet. A few weeks later, they came back with a new composition. Yes, you know the one I mean, Twilight and Turkey. Now, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. They followed that one up with Powerhouse. You ain't heard nothing yet, see? Oh, see? And then after that, there were other wacky masterpieces. Well, these were recorded and won worldwide acclaim as something new in jazz. And naturally, we're very proud of them. And here they are, the Raymond Scott Quintet. And their first is the ultra jazz impression titled Powerhouse.
Thank you.
Well, that was the Raymond Scott Quintet. I want to give you the personnel. Johnny Williams on the drum. Dave Harris, saxophone. Wait a minute, thank you. Pete Pamilio, clarinet. Dave Wade, trumpet. Lou Shuby, bass. Raymond Scott at the piano. But don't you cats get worried. They'll be back later, and they're going to play Twilight and Turkey. But right now, we got to get very technical and tell you once and for all that this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Saturday Night Swing Club continues in session with its gala first anniversary program. It looks as though it will continue until 1:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time, during which time you'll hear these stars of the swing world. Glenn Gray and his Casaloma Band, Pee Wee Hunt, Leslie Lieber, the Stephanie Grappelli Quintet coming from Paris by shortwave, Benny Goodman and his famous quartet, Kay Thompson, Claude Thornhill, Carl Kress, and Dick McDonough and the famous Raymond Scott Quintet, with Leith Stevens and the swing band and Paul Douglas, our swing commentator. And now, California salutes the Swing Club anniversary with one of the bands chiefly responsible for the revival of hot music. Glenn Gray and his Casaloma Band from the Palomar in Los Angeles. Swinger Glenn Gray.
Glenn Gray speaking. Greetings, Saturday Night Swing Club. We're glad to be sitting in on tonight's session, and I feel it's fitting that our contribution be a real swingaroo.
Hunt's got a little sermon to get off, so listen carefully, brothers and sisters of the Saturday Night Swing Club.
Brothers, sisters, I got a message to bring to you. Listen closely. Pay attention, what I'm saying is true. Old devil can't get you if you do as I tell you to. Listen, my children, just sing a song and the devil is through. How it was my good fortune to be down in Mississippi upon revival day. Heard a deacon tell to his little congregation, listen while I say, when temptation comes to you to do the things you shouldn't do, just sing a song, you won't go wrong, it will pull you through. devilish trade of music. Sing, brother, sing. And when you feel it hanging round you, cling, brother, cling. Now don't nobody try to be excused, 'cause if you do, you'll surely be refused. The joys are harmonizing, cling, brother, cling. You never know joy you may bring. Just like a string, you need a pole. You need good music to brighten up your soul. Simply afraid of music. Sing, brother, sing. Now, brothers and sisters, Deacon Watts will play just like Gabriel on Judgment Day. Come on, Deacon, blow that horn. Get religion just show as you're born. Here's Brother Hutch with his clarinet. Folks, you ain't heard nothing yet. Now then, folks, we're going to lead the way. Come on, boys, everybody play. Ho, ho, ho. People nowadays find their amusement in the wrong kind of way. Simply afraid of music. Sing, brothers, sing. Now, brothers, sisters, that's my story and I'm all through. Goodbye, children. Let that be left to you.
It was great sitting in on tonight's session. And now we're going to take you back to Columbia's 45th Street Playhouse. So swing it, New York.
Let's give those boys a big hit. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Pee-wee, and all the boys. That was really swell, and I know you'll be very happy to know that back here, grinding game at the controls, is none other than little old Bertram Mundorf. He's still with you, boys. That's our engineer there. I think we ought to give him a big hand right now. Sure enough. Now, we're getting back to this good old swing. A few months ago, we presented a novelty on one of our weekly sessions that turned out to be, I think, without reservation, mildly terrific. Leslie Lieber and that 10-cent celluloid fife of his. All right, Les, come on out here. I'll tell him about you. Atta boy. You see, Les is a newspaper man, but like so many of us, he wanted to get off on some swing in his spare time. So while he was over in Paris, he got himself a 10-cent, a dime fife, and started to noodle around. I'm not going to tell you how it worked out, because here he is, and he's going to get around on crazy rhythm. Les Lieber. Thank you. about it. He's going to do some more, but first, Les, I've called this sort of a 10-cent fife and celluloid. Suppose you explain just exactly what it is. I wouldn't know whether it's a fife or what.
Well, I wouldn't either, Paul. You see, it can't be a noble by the name flute, and it's not a piccolo. How would you like it if I called it a fife and ten?
I wouldn't like it, but suppose you just play another tune. I'll quit.
All right. Nobody, sweetheart.
Think you've heard swing? Have you cats had half enough yet? Well, that's the spirit. All right, now, last year, some interesting recordings from France found their way to America, and the swing fans here discovered a distinctly European contribution to swing, a string combination that swung in a style that was off the beaten track of hot music. The combination was the Hot Club of France Quintet, with Stefan Grappelli on violin and the sensational guitarist Django Reinhardt, backed up by two other guitars and a string bass. They've been heard in America only on records, and the Swing Club thought it would be swell to bring them in direct from Paris. So here we go to France by shortwave, where it's almost, well, it's about 20 minutes of 6 in the morning, so if the gods of the Atlantic will please be kind and give us good reception, we have a treat. Swing it, Paris!
First, Djangology, a composition of Stefan Grappelli. Rising sun filters through the streets of Montmartre. The Hot Club Quintet give you Limehouse Blues. Next, we hear Break Up, a composition of Stephen Grappelli and Django Reinhardt. And so we say goodnight to Stéphane Grappelli and Django Reinhardt and their quintet of the Hot Club of France. They have been playing for you from the Bricktop Cabaret in Montmartre, Paris. This is Ed Murrow speaking and saying, swing it, America.
Saturday Night Swing Club continues in session with its gala first anniversary program.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Stephen Grappelli and the Hot Club of France. And although our reception was just a little not quite so clear, but then again at 6 o'clock in the morning, even in Paris, things aren't quite so clear. We do appreciate your grand talent, and we're very happy that it came through so swell. And now we're also very flattered by the next number that Leith Stevens and the Swing Club Band are going to get off. It was written especially for the anniversary program by one of our foremost composer-arrangers, Larry Clinton, who's written such hits as Whoa, Babe, Satan Takes a Holiday, and loads of others. Now, this tune is yours as well as ours, all you swing clubs all over the country, and you swing fans that are tuned in groups tonight. We all sort of belong to this tune because it's the swing session call to order, and you're hearing the world premiere. Well, Larry Clinton, and really, that's a hunk of swing. Thanks for them kind sentiments. Now, you know, there's been a lot of talk about swing this and swing that, and ever since we started, people have been asking us just what is this thing called swing. Well, we've had all sorts of definitions, but the best way to show you that swing is a style of playing music is to repeat a demonstration by Claude Thornhill that we featured on an earlier session. Now, Claude is a solid swing man as well as a talented concert pianist. Now, Mr. Thornhill, will you come on, Mr. Thornhill? Thank you. Now, Mr. Thornhill plays a Bach fugue, if you will. And now he adds just a modicum of swing.
Quiet, Paul.
Surprise, the Colonel talks as well as plays. And now, Mr. Thornhill, if you will, just a bit of Chopin. Now, Claude will add just a touch of gait.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Something, and now we're going to have something a little different. Claude Thornhill at the piano playing Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee. Now, he plays it in real concert hall style, and at the same time, the band grooves away at his own swing arrangement of The Flight of the Bumblebee. Gentlemen. This wouldn't be a complete swing roundup, though, if we didn't include the king of swing himself, and that's Benny Goodman. Oh, yeah. Benny is playing his way out to the coast, where you're going to hear him Tuesday nights conducting his School of Swing on his weekly program. And right now, he's in Pittsburgh, and the famous four, Benny, Teddy Wilson, Gene Krupa, and Lionel Hampton, are waiting to sit in, and we're waiting, too. So, Benny, swing it, Pittsburgh.
Congratulations to the Saturday Night Swing Session. And the boys and myself send our best wishes for your continued success. And now the trio, with Teddy Wilson at the piano, Gene Krupa at the drums, will all get together and play a little popular ditty called There's a lull in my life. Take it, Teddy. The quartet with Lionel Hampton at the vibraphone and a little tune called Nagasaki. Thank you.
okay, Benny. Oh, you were swinging it plenty for us out there in Pittsburgh, kid, and we sure liked it, didn't we, Cats? Yes, indeed. Ah. And right now, I mean, all us cats and rhythm singers across the country have got to have a bit of a breather. Ed Cashman and Phil Cohan, the producers of the show, signal me that again it's time to crack the ice and say, this is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Our swing session, our anniversary program. Perhaps some of you tuned in late, and there's just a word or two we want to get across to you. The swing session is 1 year old tonight, and this is our gala anniversary. And if you've been tuned in late, you really missed some terrific swing, because we've been really kicking the gong around tonight. Now, Kay Thompson, our grand singing star, sang for us a little earlier. She did a solo, but Kay also brought along her swell rhythm singers. They're one of radio's top features. So to Kay go the honors forming the first vocal ensemble that really swings in the accepted idiom. And Kay, I understand, if you'll step up to that microphone, I want to talk to you, darling. I understand you have a bit of a ballad for us. Is that right?
I did.
Oh, dear. Something on the sentimental side?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, Mr. Rumpcut.
Stand here and talk a while, huh?
I don't know what to say.
That's all right. It doesn't make any difference.
Right.
I'm not saying anything. What's the title of the song?
Poor Babe.
I knew it was a ballad. Hit it, kid. A million, and thanks to all you youngsters.
Excuse me, Paul. I had to say whoa, babe, myself. Let me read this one, will you?
Go ahead, kid.
Best wishes to you and one of my favorite programs, Ina Ray Hutton.
More
wires just came in.
Just take it easy, son.
I can't have it. Ina Ray. Well, here we go. Here's another one. Congratulations on the anniversary session of Swing Club. A toast to swing, and it's signed by that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey.
Oh, wait a minute. Tommy, thanks a lot for your wire, and son, you know how much we miss you. Go right on, because there's a great guy, Dorothy.
We got so many of them, Paul, I can't read
them all. Just read who they're
here's
from.
Here's one from Johnny Green. You know Johnny Green.
Yeah.
Lud Bluskin out on the coast.
Yeah.
And here's one. Congratulations to you and your swingsters and to a guy who knows good music. Signed, Joe Hellbach of the Onyx Club.
Mm-hmm, that's a plug. Go ahead, boys.
And here's one. My hearty congratulations to you and the Swing Club Sessions. Signed, Lucky Millinder.
Oh, he's a swell guy.
Oh, boy. And here's one, Paul. Congratulations and best wishes from all of us. Sorry we can't be with you. And it's signed, Bob Crosby, Gil Roden, and her boy.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, we got a lot more, Paul. We got a lot more back there.
We're going to give you some music right now. Duke Ellington and his band introduced his latest rhythm hit. It's called Caravan on our Ellington Swing Festival session. That was some time ago. And arranger Paul Sterrett followed up with a grand swing club version of it. And if you, are you cats tired of hearing music?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, I think you're right. All right. Lee Stevens, how about it? Caravan, right now. Thank you. These wires are pouring in all the time now. We want to thank everybody that sent them. If we can get to them, we certainly will read them. But right now, in radio and recording fields, when you're looking for a really terrific swing man on guitar, the question always arises, who will it be, Carl Kress or Dick McDonough? Well, tonight we're playing safe. We've got them both, the greatest guitar team in the world, doing one of those two guitar specialties that they do so well. But first, meet the boys, Carl Kress and Dick McDonough. Come on over. I dare you to say a few words to the folks.
Oh, now, Paul, stop it.
All right. What is the name of the tune? That's what we want to find out.
That's what you're here for.
Oh, I get it. Top billing, eh? All right, Uncle Dick. Chicken a la swing. Are we ready? Thank you, Dick, and thank you, Carl, and stick around. Have we got time for another number? Well, I'd like to have it. What's it go? Now I've got you stuck, McDonough. What's the title of this one? I really don't know.
I know that you know.
Well, now that was Kress talking. Who was that? We'll probably wind up within the shade of the old apple tree. Play, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you, boys, and we're really going to have a terrific jam session in just a few minutes. Right now, we have some more wires. We just want to mention names and thank them. We want to thank Red Nichols for his wire, thank Jimmy Dorsey for his wire from all the way out to the coast, one from that grand composer of songs, Clarence Williams, another from Fred Heim. We appreciate them all, and one from a great commentator in Philadelphia who has all the swing fans listening down there, Pinky Gouro. And now, here's a little statistic work. It was on January 9th, the time 7:10, the place, Columbia's studio number one. The lights had just gone out, and the only quintet in the world with six men scurried up to the mic while this announcement was being read. Dusk settles over the Orient. Blue shadows caress the burning sand. A camel croons softly to his mate. Behind shadowed doors, a dancing girl idly shakes a bangle. It's twilight in Turkey. In case you didn't know, that was the Raymond Scott Quintet. Now, I got a little question I want to ask. How about a jam session? Would you like one? I can hardly believe that. How about some tunes? What would you like to hear? How about, all right, maybe Honey Song. How about Three Little Words? And you see what always happens? We ask you the tunes, and then we play the one we pick out. You know how it is. Johnny Williams on drums. Where are you, John? Come on, let's get the boys up here. Wait a minute. Time is flying around. We're going to have a couple of jam sessions. I hope we have time for it. Carl Kress on guitar. Come on, Carl. Get out here on stage. Hank Ross. Hank, come on, get your tenor saxophone. Get up here around the microphone. Dave Wade, come on down with the trumpet, will you? Come on. And Walter Gross is out there in the wings, who plays piano so swell up at Columbia. He ought to get it. Come on, Walter. Come on in here, will you? And Pete Pamilio. How about the clarinet, Pete? And Lou Shuby on the bass fiddle. You got to get over here. Now, the idea is, would you like to hear Three Little Words in the key of C? All right? Get that, boys? Well, let's pick out the choruses. All right. Well, Frankie, how about sitting in here, will you? Carl isn't here, so jump in with us. We're going to have a really informal jam session. How about the first 16 ensemble, boys? Is that all gay? See, the boys pick out their choruses. All right, Cress, a little late, but very sharp. I know. Never mind. Here comes Claude. All right, Claude, you'll sit on a couple of them. Anytime you want to beat off, I think we ought to do 16 bars on some, and then Cress, you take 16, and then Thornhill, you take a chorus, and then Williams, you take a half. Well, we'll figure it out. Come on, boys. Three little words, key of C, one, two. Go ahead, Williams. Plenty of these sharp men here. Sharpie, Manny Klein, come on, get down here with the trumpet now. That's the idea. All right. Dick McDonough is busy right now. So Dave Harris, come on. Dick, come on, yes. Well, I've been looking all over the south of Ireland for you, son. Come on over here with a guitar. Dave Harris with a tenor saxophone. Come on, Dave. Wilbur Spitzenberg with a trombone. Get in it, will you, Wilbur? And Claude, do you want to stay at the piano, or Ray, do you feel like it? Raymond Scott, how about getting Raymond at the piano? Come on. And Artie Manners, pick up the clarinet, because, and Lou Shuby, you stay right on the bass fiddle, and Johnny Williams on the drums. I think China Boy. How's that sound, right? In the key of F, right? On the
Lose and eat, lad. Lose and eat, lad. One.
Well, we've kept the networks open more than an extra half hour. We could go on like this all night, but the engineers won't stand for it. They're dropping over all over the country. It's been a grand first anniversary session. I hope we'll be able to have another one next year just like it. But I want to tell you, the swell anniversary program, as all programs of the Saturday Night Swing Club, are produced by Phil Cohan and directed by Ed Cashman. And this is your old and tired swing commentator, Paul Douglas, thanking all you swing clubs all over the country for all your grand responses, not only tonight through your wires, but all year long. And we want to be with you this time next year. So if you want us to be, let us know about it. And right now, I'm saying goodnight, and here's Mel Allen. Go ahead, Melly.
Thank you, Paul. And ladies and gentlemen, before we sign off here, I want to acknowledge some wires from Hal Kemp, Mark Warno, Frankie Black, and Freddie Rich. Remember, next Saturday, the Swing Club will be in session at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. We want to thank all of our guests who appeared on tonight's anniversary session. Duke Ellington, Barney Bigard, Cootie Williams, Harry Carney, Casper Reardon, the Adrian Rollini Trio, Kay Thompson and her rhythm singers, Bunny Berrigan, the Casaloma Band and Pee Wee Hunt, Leslie Lieber, the Grappelli Quintet from France, Claude Thornhill, Benny Goodman, Teddy Wilson, Gene Krupa, Lionel Hampton of the Quartet, Carl Kress and Dick McDonough, our own Raymond Scott Quintet, and Bob Smith and Jack Mossman, our assistants, and Lee Stevens, the swell conductor of the Saturday Night Swing Club Band. Mel Allen speaking. The Saturday Night Swing Club is now adjourned. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.